Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for June 4th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. I pray that the Lord will bless and protect you, and that he will show you mercy and kindness. May the Lord be good to you and give you peace. It's been a long run since we first started having to quarantine close to a year and a half ago. These devotionals started as a substitute, if not a very adequate one, to our meeting together for worship. The hope was that these reflections could be a tool to sustain us, challenge us, and at some level unite us, even as we couldn't physically be together. Who's to say if this process met our goal? Yet the practice of considering Scripture and reflecting on it has been, for me, a gift. There have been days that the discipline of writing has been the only sustaining practice and hope, centering me in the midst of those difficult days. Even as writing about Scripture has forced me to confront hard truths about the biblical witness and wrestle with what it reports, I have been encouraged and grown by the process. It is an amazing and joy-filled thing that we were moving out of this pandemic. When it all started, it seemed possible that we might be unable to be together for much longer than it has turned out to be, and in the middle, it seemed interminable. Here we are moving out of that time and experience. And who would have thought that there would be things that we would miss from our time in social distancing? The time we've spent intentionally paying attention to Scripture has, at least for me, been really helpful. Restarting our gathered worship time and being able to meet in person means new tasks and time to be given to make those things happen, and means that the time I've been released to write these daily devotions simply isn't there. The elders have been clear that there might be times that we can return to writing of this nature being a priority, but for now, there are other things that demand my energy. I hope this won't mean that we will stop considering and wrestling with Scripture. The approach we've taken over the last year is to have an honest look at what Scripture actually says. Although there's been scholarship and study that has bolstered these reflections, much of it has been a simple and straightforward engagement with the text. It's far too easy to bring the assumptions of what Scripture might mean, and in doing so, miss what it actually says. Our veneration of Scripture often means we don't ask the hard questions or puzzle our way through what doesn't have easy answers. It's an honor to journey with you all, and I hope that we continue that journey, both with each other and with God. I hope that we will keep engaging in the biblical witness and allow the Spirit to transform and shape us through this experience. May the Lord bless us and protect us, and may God show us mercy and kindness. May the Lord be good to us and give us peace. Some questions for today. As we move forward into new spaces, how are you going to be intentional to pay attention to God? What has God taught you in the past year? Are there spiritual disciplines that are helpful for you to practice?